Greetings and welcome back to another ongoing series of Shiurim and Daf Yomi. My name is Yitzchak Et Shalom. We're now in Masachet Brachot of Chaf Hei Amud Bet, continuing with our discussion of Kriyat Shema and Erva and Beit HaKiseh, etc. Itmar Reach Rashi Yesh Lo Ikar. If there's a foul smell that has a source, meaning the feces is there, Ravuna Mar Machika Abamot V'Kor Kriyat Shema. You go 4 steps away from it and then read Kriyat Shema. Rav Chista Mar. You got to go to where the stench ends, and then for a mot, require kriyat shema much further. We have a bright to support that. Not in the presence of either human or canine feces, v'lo keneged suat chazrim or pig feces, v'lo keneged suat tanigolim or chicken feces, v'lo keneged suat ashpa shereicha ra or dung that has a bad smell. If it was higher or lower by 10 tefachim, you could sit right there and say kriyat shema. It's a separate reshut. You've got to go far away enough away that you can't see it. The same rule for tefillah. So 4 amot is not enough. Reach Rashi Yesh Lo Ikar Marchik Amot Mimakom HaReach, 4 amot away from the place of the smell. V'korei Kriyat Shema, read. Amarava Leitachotaki Amanita, but we do not rule like that. That brayta says Rava Halakihadatanya, like this brayta. Likradam Kriyat Shema Lo Keneged Suat Adam Lo Keneged Suat Chazim Lo Keneged Suat Klavim Bizman Shenatan Orot Letochan. You can't say Kriyat Shema in the presence of these things, but not that you have to go 4 amot away from where the smell stops. Parenthetically, they mentioned because they would use feces in preparing hides. What if you have the bad smell, but the original thing is gone? Take a look at the mats in the Beit Midrash. Tahani ganu v'hani garsu. There's people who are sleeping there, and they have a foul smell, and people learning right next to them. That's only true about studying. And we crouch shema lo. It doesn't work for kriyat shema. That's if it's the other fellow's smell. But if it's your own smell, then you really got to wait till it stops. Itmar tsoa overet. If feces is like passing by, abaya mar mutali kor kriyat shema. You can say kriyat shema. Ram mar sula kor kriyat shema. You can't. Abaya manam niyala. I'll prove to you that you can. None. Atameo me tachar elan vatahor over. Let's say you have a tree, and a tamei person, there's not too much mate here, tamei person is standing under the tree, and the tahor person is passing by. Tamei, he becomes tamei. But tahor made tachar elan tamei over, but if the tamei person is passing by, tahor. Then the tahor person is still tahor. If mamad tamei, if the tamei person stood still, then he's tamei. Implying that when the tamei thing is passing by and doesn't stop, it doesn't affect its proximity. The same rule applies to a stone taken from Abaye to Menuga. So Abaye says, therefore you see that when you have Tsoa passing through, it's not there. When it comes to Tumah, it has to do with being in one place. That Tumah is talking about a Metzora. And the Metzora has to be isolated. So by passing through, you're not affecting that isolation. When it comes to Tsoa and the Isur of Kriyat Shema, it's based on the Pasuk, Vayam Machanecha Kadosh, that your camp should be holy. V'haleika, and that's not true, even if it's just passing through. Rapapa Pi Chazir Ketsoa Uveritami. He says the mouth of a Chazir is like, the mouth of a pig is like feces coming through, because they're always rooting around the feces. It's a Pshita. So I forgot the Salik Minara. Even if the swine has just lifted his mouth up from the river, it's still considered Ketsoa Uveret. I'm Rav Yehuda. Sofek Tsoa Asura. If you have something and you don't know if it's feces or not, Asur. Sofek Meraglaim, but you see some wetness on the ground, you don't know if it's urine, Mutarim. Ikram Rav Yehuda, Sofek Tsoa Bebayit Mutarit Bashpa Asura. Then Rav Yehuda, and it's a flip on Tuma, but Rav Yehuda said if it's in the house, then we assume it not to be Tsoa, but in the Ashpa we do assume it to be. The Ashpa is a dung heap. Sofek Meraglaim, Afilu Bashpa Nami Mutarim. And the Sofek of urine anywhere is Mutar. Some of the Ravununa, that second version believes the following, that law swatwala kanegara muna bilvad, that the prohibition of saying Shema in the presence of urine is only urine that's actually coming out, not after it's hit the ground. Chorbiyonatan, Rabiyonatan Rami. Rabiyonatan found a contradiction. Ktiv, yatelachami chutz lamachaneh, yatzata shamachutz. You have to go out of the camp to the place where you're going to dig a hole to use the bathroom. Ktiv, yatelacha ala zenecha. That you have a peg there chisita tzedech, and you cover it. So haketzad, kan migdolim, kan migtanim. Ktanim you could do right there in the machanet. Al maktanim lo asur Torah al kenegad amud bilvad. The only prohibition of saying Shema is in the presence of urine while it's urinating. Hanafuar, what's it on the ground? Shari. Rabbanan Hudagazu Rila. Rabbanan said, if you're in the presence of something that you know is urine that came on the ground, don't say Shema. Chigazu Rabbanan Vadam, but they only made the gzera when you know that it's there. But besfekan lo gazur, if it's a suffix, no. Uvada'an ad kama, let's say you know it's urine, then how far do you have to stay away? Because everything we were talking about before was tsoa. Avinamar Shmuel, kozman shema pichin. As long as they're still wet, you have to stay away. As long as you could still see their imprint, which is much later. God should forgive them. After all, when it comes to tsoa, which is clearly more chamur, once it gets all blanched in the sun, it's mutar. Meraglayim bias, so certainly meraglayim, once they're no longer moist, should not be a problem. You don't have to wait till their image has disappeared. Why are you relying on that statement about tsoa? Rely on this statement. If you have tsoa that's so brittle, it's like pottery, it's still asur. Which means that it's much asur much longer. What does that mean? If you throw it and it doesn't brittly break apart, then it's already matlach cheres. Or if you roll it and it doesn't break apart. I was standing in front of him. He saw tsoa. See if it's already whitened. Go take a look and see if it's brittle. What's the final halacha? It's a machloket of late Amoraim about whether or not if it's brittle as pottery, if it's asur. Now we sum up the whole sugya. We rule the chumra, tsoa kecheres is still asur. Only when it really brittly breaks apart is it mutar. And meraglayim, as long as they're moist, which means after they're not moist, it's already mutar to say kriyat shema there. Meitav meraglayim kozman shema pichin asurin yivluo yavshu mutarim. So once they've been swallowed up in the ground, or absorbed in the ground, or dried up, they're mutar. Ma'ilav nivlu dumi yavshu, ma'yavshu dem shema nikar, nivlu dem shema nikar. Just like dried up, that means you can't see them anymore. You can't see their imprint. So absorbed also means that, which means harishma nikar asur. That means they're still asur as long as you could see their imprint there. Avagav dein mapichin, even though they're not moist. For the tameichem ratio, look at the ratio. Kozman shema pichin udasur harishma nikar ashari. That the Brita said, as long as it's moist, implying that if it's not moist anymore, even if you could see the imprint, it's mutar. Here you can't infer anything because the Brita essentially presented two poles and left the middle undefined. So lema katanai, maybe the whole problem is a machlok katanaim. Kli shenish pechu mimenu meraglayim. If you have a vessel that had meraglayim in it and they spilled it out, asuli kor kriyat shma kenegdo. You're not allowed to read kriyat shma in the presence of that kli. Meraglayim atzman shenish pechu and the urine that was spilled out, nivlu mutar lo nivlu asur. Only if they're fully absorbed in the ground is it mutar. Rabbi Yossi says, no, as long as they're moist. So it sounds like this is the machloket. My nivlu, lo nivlu, kamar tanakama. And tanakama talked about absorption. What does he mean? If absorbed means it's no longer getting moist, and it didn't get absorbed means still moist, and tanakama, then Rabbi Yossi is no different. Ela nivlu de'ein rishuman nikar. Nivlu means that you can't see it anymore. Lo nivlu d'rishuman nikar. So it seems like Rabbi Yossi is more lenient. It says, only if they're moist is it asur, but if you could see that they were there, then it's the mutar. So lo, it's only as long as it's moist, or shuman nikar shari, it's mutar, even if you could see the imprint of it. The question is, does it have to be so moist that it could make something else wet, or does it just have to be moist in and of itself? Yeravipor, back in the Mishnah we said that if you can go into the mikveh and get out and get dressed and finish Shema by sunrise, you should do so. And if not, read in the mikveh. So the Tana seemed to take the stam position of Rebbe Eliezer Damar Netzachama, who said that Kriyat Shema is only until sunrise. The answer is no. Afilu Tim Rabbi Yeshua, could even follow Rabbi Yeshua, says till 3 hours. V'dumu kevatikin, or Yochanan v'tikin gomiyota iman Netzachama. And maybe it's like the Vatikin, who would be careful to finish Shema by Kriyat Shema, by sunrise. The rest of it just said, V'imlav itkaseb mayim v'ikrai. You should cover yourself up in the water. And V'areli bo'ata ureta erva. Your heart and your erva are in the same place. We're talking about dirty water, so that nothing could see anything in there. The damukarisvich, that's like earth. Shalo yeralibor vatoso, that your heart and your erva don't see each other. Tanabanan, mayin tzlulin, if you have clear water, yeshev banat savaro, sit in the water up until your neck, vakore, and say shema like that. Shomrim ochran braglo, some people say you have to kick up the dirt from below, a figure that's typically in a cave, in a cavern of some sort, but tanakam eralibor ta erva, how can tanakam allow that your lave and your erva in the same place? The answer is we saw before, kasavar libor ta erva mutar, that's not a problem. But now your heel and your erva in the same place. For some reason, we consider that a problem. So that's also mutar. So we seem to take the position that having your heel and your erva in the same place is not a problem. But if it's touching it, like if your leg lifted up, Abaye says it's a problem. Rava says even that's not a problem. He taught that shmua that way. He learned it that way. This way. If it's touching, everybody agrees asur. Ro'eh by Amar Asur Al Hamar Mutar. It's only in Ro'eh that the Machlok and Abai takes the stringent position. And Rav's reason is the Torah wasn't given to angels. After all, it's very hard, especially when you're wearing something like a tunic, to ensure that your erva and your heel aren't seeing each other. The halacha is that if it's touching, that your heel is touching your erva, then it's a problem. If it's just in the same visual area, then it's not a problem. Amar Rava, tsoa ba ashishit. If you have tsoa in a glass, mutali kor kriyat shma kenegda. You could say kriyat shma. Erva ba ashishit, but let's say there's a woman who's undressed and behind a clear glass. Asuli kor kriyat shma kenegda. You can't say kriyat shma. This is fairly obvious to us. Why? That tsoa b'kisui tali milta. The Torah demands that tsoa be covered. Amirse, it's covered by the glass. Erva hashishita asur l'kor kriyat shma kenegda, because lo yirav v'char v'atavar, because erva is about what you see, and the fact that you see the erva. V'arachman v'akam itchazia, you see it through the glass. Okay, Amar Abaye. Tsoa kol shum v'atla barok. If you have a little bit of tsoa, just spit on it, and that's enough. Amar Rav v'rok avat, it's a thick spit. Rava tsoa begumef. Let's say you have tsoa that's in a pit, in a little hole. Next time they'll have a car kriyat shma. You can put your shoe over it and say kriyat shma. Ba'mar b'ri ravina tsoa dvukaba sandalomai. So what if you have tsoa stuck to the bottom of your shoe? So it's the same thing. It's underneath. Can you say shma? And the answer is teku. Amar Yehuda nochri arum. If you have a non-Jew who is naked, asur the kor kriyat shma kenegdo. You still think it can't say kriyat shma. To ma'ir yonochri feel the Yisrael nami. Even a Jew. So Yisrael pshitalei asur. Yisrael, it's obvious. Nochritz trichalei. We had to say it about a non-Jew. The statement about the Egyptians that their body is like donkeys. It's like an animal. They're also called an erva nichtiv. The shem and yefet did not see the erva of Noach, who was a goy. The Mishnah then said you cannot cover up in bad water or laundry water, so you put fresh water in it to say kriyat shma. How much do you have to put in? It should be a ratio. You shouldn't say kriyat shma in there at all. If there's meraglaim nearby, you have to put regular water in, v'ikra. And we have to see how much. Tanar banan, kama yatil tochan mayim, kolshu, a little bit. Rabbi Zakai omer revit, a revit of water, very significant amount. Nachman machloket the vasof, avatchila kolshehen, meaning if you're putting the water down first, then all you need is a little bit. Yosef machloket the chatchila, he says the machloket is only if you're putting it down first, vasof v'akor revit. If it's after, there's already urine there, then you have to put in a revit. Rav Yosef l'shamei, Rav Yosef told his servant, Aitu revi'itu demayak, Rabbi Zakai, bring me a revi'it to follow Rabbi Zakai. Right? Tana Rabbanan, Graf Shalri'i, which is like a chamber pot, Valvichal Maragoyim, which is a bedpan, really. Asuli Kor Kirchma Kinegdan, even though there's nothing in it. Valpisha in Ben Klum. Umeraglayin Atzman, urine itself, I chill Tochan Maim, you have to put water in. Rechamay Til Tochan Maim, how much? Kolshu, a little bit. Rezaka Ravit, again, Rabbi Zakkai says the Ravit. Bailey Fiamita Ben Lachar Mita. No matter where it is. Rishim Gamliel Omer Lachar Mita Kore. Famita in Okore. If it's on the other side of the bed, you can read. If it's in front of the bed, you can't. Marchiko Abamot Vikore, you can go 4 miles away. Shimon Elazar Omer Afilu Beit Me'ama, even if you're in a huge room. Loikrat Shotzim, you have to take him out, or Shinechem Tachar Mita, put him under the bed. By the way, Achikamachar Mita Kore Miyad, so what does he mean? If you put it under the bed, you can read right away. And the Famita Marchika Abamot Vikore, if it's in front of the bed, you have to just go 4 steps away. Maybe it means lachar mita marchika b'amot v'kore. If it's under the bed or after, on the other side of the bed, you have to go 4 amot. Lifnei mitan okrei klal. But if it's in front of the bed, you can't read it at all. So Toshma Tani Rabbi Shimon Elazar Omer, lachar mita kore miyad. Lifnei mitan marchika b'amot. So we have the lenient position. Shimon Gamliel Omer afilu beit me'ama lo yikra ad shotzeh shni yechem tachar mita. And Rabbi Shimon Gamliel said the same thing. That is, doesn't matter. Like Rabbi Shimon Elazar said, if you have a huge room, you have to take them out, doesn't matter where they are. So, Bayan if Shitalan, Matnaita Kasha Dadi. So, we have a problem, we've solved our halachab, we have a problem between these brightot contradicting each other. Shem Gamliel in the first brightot gave the lenient position, and then he took the other position that was the Shem and Elazar position. So, the answer is, Epoch Batraita, switch the positions in the last brightot. So, Machaz Abchata Batraita, Apoch Kamaita, maybe the first one should be switched. So, the answer is that we know that Rabbi Shimon Elazar holds that an entire house is like Arba Amot. So, Rabbi Shimon Elazar in the first Braita is an accurate position. Okay, I'm Rabbi Yosef. Ba'ami name Rav Huna. We asked Rav Huna. Mita pachot mishlosha. If you have a bed that's less than 3 off the ground. Pshita lichlevu dami. It's clear to me it's like it's on the ground. Shlosha ba'acham ishash ishash shivash monati shamar. What if it's between 3 and 9 tefachim off the ground? Meaning, is it a separate reshut for this purpose? I'm like, I don't know. Asarav adilon ba'ili. 10, I'm not going to ask, because it's a clear separate reshut. I'm rabbi yishap rav de toloi ba'ilach. You did well by not asking. Because kol asara reshut achrita yi. Every time you have 10, it's a separate reshut. So rabbi yochata pachot mishlosha kolavodami. Asara reshut achrita yi. So the halach is very simple. Less than three, it's on the ground. 10 is a separate reshut. So shara sarai nu debai minei Rav Yosef Rav Huna v'lo pashat layin. 3 to 10 is the question that wasn't answered. Rav Alachim v'shimon alazar v'chein amar bali amar biyako b'radu v'atshmu Alachim v'shimon alazar. We rule like v'shimon alazar, which is that no matter how big the room is, the mayor of Glam have to be out. V'rav amar ain Alachim v'shimon alazar. He disagreed and said we do not rule that way. Rav Achai yasek le lebrei berav Yitzchak bar Shmuel bar Marta. He was getting his son ready for his wedding. Ayle the chuppah v'lo mistayim ilti. Brought him to the chuppah and things didn't work out right. Azal batrela in Yunei. So he went to follow his son and see what he was doing. Chazar sefer Torah demancha. He saw that in the wedding room, in the marital room, there was a sefer Torah. So he complained to the wedding people. He said, if I had not been here, you would have put my son in mortal danger. He would have had relations in the presence of a sefer Torah. The Tanya, bayit sheish po sefer Torah tefillin, asur l'shamesh po tamita. You can't have relations in the same room as a sefer Torah tefillin. Until you either take them out or put them inside two kelim. This goes back to something we saw earlier in the parak. Habayi said that's only true if it's a kli that's not regularly set up for that. If it's a kli that's set up for tefillin or for sefer Torah, we've been putting 100 things or 10 things together, one on top of the other. It's still like one kli. You need two kelim. One of them has to be a kli that's not for tefillin. Amarava glima akamatra kli betoch kli dami. If you have the hat with its on top of a box, that's a kli betoch kli. Shuba Levi sefer Torah tzrich lasol the mechitza asarai. If they put make a mechitza of 10 high, so teiko veravashi chazi leduchte demaravashi demanach be sefer Torah va'avim be mechitza asarai. Saw his place. There was sefer Torah. They're on a mechitza 10. Like, come on, Rabbi Shimon Levi, holding Rabbi Shimon Levi, I'm Rabbi Shimon Levi, delay the Beit Achrina. That's only if you have no other room. Why the Beit Achrina? You have another house. Amar la Ratoya, I didn't pay attention. You're right, I didn't pay attention. Okay, Kamechik Menatsoa. The Mishnah at the end said, how far do you have to go away from this bad water at Soa to say Shema? Arbamot. And then we have the whole machloket that we saw in the Gemara, Ramot from the smell. That's only in back of you. If you're going in front, you have to go so far away you can't see it anymore. Meaning, how far do you have to go out of your way to get out of the way of the tzoah? So backwards, only four amot. But if you're going forward, you got to keep going until you can't see it, because you're not losing any ground anyways. That's the direction you're walking. You're allowed to stand in front of a Beit HaKiseh and daven, and clearly you're within visual connection. This is talking about a Beit HaKiseh that was never used. That when they talked about a Beit HaKiseh and not being able to say Divrei Torah, then say Kriyat Shema, it's even if there's no Tzoah in there, and a Beit HaMerchatz, even if there's nobody in there currently bathing. It must be a new one. But we already asked Ravina about Hazmana, designation. Does designation make it a Beit HaKiseh even if nobody's used it yet? So the answer is, can violate Ravina to make him a Begave? They were asking Ravina whether it's Mutter to daven in there. Allah connect it facing the door, though then nobody asked that. That's clear you could daven facing it if you haven't yet used it. Ravahani Bateki Soy de Parsoi, these Persian Bateki Saot, have the Ipot Soa Kistumindami. It's like they're closed up because they would have a pipe on an angle so that everything would kind of go down. So even if there is Tsoa in there, it's like they're sealed up. Okay, the last Mishnah. Zav Shura Kerim Dapash Shabbatah 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 Shabbatah. We saw this entire Mishnah earlier and explained it. But again, a Zav is keeping seven clean days. In the middle of the clean days, he sees a carry. Or a Nida has Shechvat Zerah come out of her. Or a woman is having Bia and suddenly becomes a Nida. These are all people who cannot do their final Tefillah yet. So the Tanakhama says Tzrichin Tefillah, Biyuda says that they're patur as far as for davening and Kriyat Shema, etc. Hibayu, the Baal Keri Shara Ziva, Rabbi Yehuda Mao. What about flip it? Let's say you're Baal Keri, and before going to the mikvah, you had Ziva, which means you're going to have to wait now. Let's say you had two Riyot, then you're going to have to wait 7 days. What did Rabbi Yehuda say? Ki Pat Rabbi Yehuda Hatam Bezav Shara Keri. Maybe Rabbi Yehuda said you're patur when it's a Zav, who's a Keri. And he called out Bar Tefila, because from the get-go, the first thing that happened here, you're not a Bar Tefila for another week. A Baal Keri Shara Ziva, but if you do the opposite order, where you're first a Baal Keri, so you became a Bar Tefila for today, and then you saw Ziva the Mikar Bar Tefilahu Mechayev Odim Aloshna. Maybe it's all the same. So Toshma, let's see. Hashemeshet V'atani Da Tzichat Tefila. The Yehuda Poter. Hashemeshet V'atani Da Kaval Keri Shara Ziva Damya. A Meshameshet, a woman who's having relations, and then she saw Nida, is like a Baal Keri who then saw Ziva, because the first act was one that would obligate him to do Tefila, and then the next thing that happened puts it off. Kapatur Rabbi Yehuda still says Yipatur Shmamina. So Rabbi Yehuda, he were also exempt in the case of a Baal Keri who saw Ziva. We have an explicit Braita that says exactly that. Rabbi Yehuda exempts against Chachamim in the case of a Baal Keri who then saw Ziva. We've completed our study of the third parak of Brachot. We'll begin with the parak Tefillat HaShachar in the next podcast. In the meantime, everybody should have a wonderful day.